OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning, November the 11th, we welcome you to the OPT Network. Well, as always, if you're just getting started for the morning, we want to remind you that our kids are also getting ready for school. They're standing at school bus stops, they're walking to school, and they're crossing those school zones. Please stay engaged, be mindful, and stay engaged. Engaged, engaged, engaged is the word that I want to echo every single morning. You know, this morning we saw another accident coming into the city. A truck had jackknifed. And, you know, a lot of times these accidents are happening simply because we're not engaged. I am imploring you, not only on Friday morning, but every morning, please watch out for yourself, but watch out for those around you, especially kids, because I guarantee you they're not paying attention. They're engaged in their iPhones, their gadgets, and, you know, they're just not paying attention. So make sure that you remember that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. On another note, I tell you what, we had an incredibly wonderful evening last night that really impacted our lives in a way that we're really still trying to, you know how things touch your life and you're really reflecting and you're really trying to just take in all that you got. Well, last night, DC and I were honored to be invited guests of Glenda Stocks at her 10th annual Talk of the Town premier holiday party at the American Red Cross of Central Louisiana. And so much that I want to say about the event, DC, it was moving. It was filled with excellence, as anything that Glenda Stock touches, and anyone who knows Glenda knows that she has a spirit of excellence on her life and everything that she touches. Well, last night at the American Red Cross, which is something, it is an entity that she and David, her late husband, have partnered with, have worked for, have stomped for years. And so last night, the Red Cross dedicated the second floor to David. It is called the David Stock Memorial Mezzanine floor, and they dedicated that to him last night. And there were an amazing group of people there last night. But one of the things that touched our hearts more than anything is something that we have been talking about. And it was really just confirmation, DC, of what God has put on our heart about being givers. And one of David's life lists, and what Glenda talked about last night, is that after David had gone home to be with the Lord, excuse me, she found a list that David had left her late husband, and it was a life's list, and they were a list of things that he wanted to accomplish in his life. And one of the things that he wanted accomplished was he wanted that mezzanine deck to be paid for debt-free. And so in honor of his memory and his last wishes, she wanted to make that happen, along with many other great people that were at the 10th annual Talk of the Town premier holiday party last night. And what we took away from that party last night was giving and the spirit with which people gave. And it, as I said earlier, it was just confirmation of what's on our hearts, what we have been doing, what we want to continue to do, and what we want to do even bigger. You know, because people can talk about giving all the time, but very few people are really about giving, about opening up your checkbook and writing a check. And, you know, I know many people would say, you know, if I had $1 million, I would give, or if I had all the money that they had, or those people had, or such and such had, oh, I'd be giving too. And I think you really have to check your heart. Because the word says that when you're faithful over little, then God will make you ruler over much. And so you have to start your giving with something. And it was just a night of people really opening up their hearts to give. And I guarantee you that givers didn't just start giving when they got money or because they have money. That is the reason why they have money, because they are givers and they have been givers. And David and Glenda Stock are some of probably the biggest givers in this area. And one of the things that we said is, over time, we want to be able to give by the hundreds and eventually by the thousands and then by the hundreds of thousands. But you have to purpose in your heart to give. And last night, DC, it really did our hearts good just to see people open up and give. And give, not just give grudgingly, but give in such a joyous, wonderful way. I mean, for you, DC, what was that like for you?
It was just moving to me. I mean, just to see people reach down into their pocketbooks and give to something where they're not going to really receive a whole lot. It was just moving. It was real touching. And it lets you know that people are givers.
Absolutely. And that we have big givers right here in our city. And you know what? We're going to keep talking about giving because we want to create an atmosphere of generosity and giving. And I had this conversation with a friend at breakfast on yesterday, and she said, you know, I give of myself and I expect nothing in return. And I said, you know, that is true altruism. Selflessness is what that is. But the word does tell us that we should have an expectation on our giving. And I told her, as I've told you many times, about the feels. We live in the country, and season after season, we see the planting, we see the sowing, and then we see the growth of the seed, and eventually we see the harvest of a seed. And I told her, a farmer never, ever, ever puts a seed in the ground without expecting a harvest. Now, I said to her, what God has taught me is that I don't give to you because I expect you to give back to me. I give to you because God has given us a heart to be givers. But my expectation is that after I have planted and sown that seed, that on the back end of that seed, it's coming back. And it's not just coming back like I sowed it. It's coming back more plentiful. And so the moral of this story is that Glenda Stock and her late husband, David, are givers. They have been givers. They continue to be givers. And I know that she will continue to be a giver. And even last night, she still gave. And we can look at the people around us. And I've said this before, and it just bore witness in my spirit this morning, in my quiet time, that even those people who are not believers at all have the ability to speak those things in existence, keep speaking, keep believing, and they see the manifestation. And yesterday I said it, the blessing is on the other side of the obedience. And I'm telling you, I don't know, DC, if anybody is really, really feeling my heart on this. But there is a biblical and scriptural principle that is connected to giving. And it doesn't matter what you give, but I'm telling you, in this good ground, and not just OPT, but other things that are happening in your community, in your church, in your sphere, you should find something that moves on your heart to sow a seed into. But yet we have people that are always talking about they're broke, and these are believers, you know, broke and busted and disgusted, and I can't give. And I've even heard people on this journey of us giving saying, oh, I'm broke, I don't have. Well, you know what? You keep saying that, and you're going to keep having much the same. This morning, I want to encourage you, as we were encouraged last night, that you've got to begin to change what you're thinking, what is coming out of your mouth, and you got to start investing in something. Otherwise, there is no harvest. And so this morning, I just want to remind you to keep Glenda Stock in your prayers, because you know what? It is still a very tough time for her. And it was a very emotional night for her to honor her husband, but it was an incredible night. And before I have to go to break, DC, we have some other church members, which we consider to be our family, that lost her husband. And I'm talking about Rosa Gray. Her husband, Kenny, was killed accidentally on last week. And Rosa and all of the family in Natchitoches, all of the Word Christian Center family here in Alexandria that mourn with you, that are praying for you. I have said to Rosa, and I'll say it now, there are no words for losing someone that is so close to you and that has been a part of your life. I mean, since you can remember. But we will say this to Rosa and her kids, the family. You are in our deepest, deepest thoughts and prayers. And we pray that this Saturday, when you celebrate Kenny, that you will remember the God that resided in him, and the word and the faith that he had, and that word that abides and abided deep in him will carry you, and that spirit, his spirit, will never die. It will live in you, and that we understand that anybody who knew Kenny and who heard him express his love for God knows that he is absent from his body. But Lord have mercy, he is indeed present with the Lord. Y'all, we've got to take a quick break here. You're on point, but we have an incredible, incredible woman that we want to introduce you to when we come back, and we're going to tell you more about her incredible story. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, November the 11th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:59 a.m. Now, you know, as always, we scour the country to find the most incredible people to tell you the most incredible stories and share their life, their experiences, their strength, and their hope with you. And this morning is no different. We want to introduce you to an incredible woman. Her name is Kate White. And she's recognized internationally as not only the veteran editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan, the best-selling young women's magazine in the world, but also the critically acclaimed author of both fiction and nonfiction books. Very few high-profile editors have successfully balanced the rigors of overseeing a major magazine with a thriving independent writing career. Her newest book, I Shouldn't Be Telling You This, Success Story Every Gutsy Girl Should Absolutely Know. It was published, and it's an insider's guide on how to get the job you want, the promotion you deserve, and savor the rise to the top. All the way from New York City, Kate White, we welcome you to the OPT Network. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So happy to have you. Before we start talking about your incredible journey and all of the things that you have shared in the book, I want to talk about you and New Yorkers. How are you?
Wow. It has been just an incredible experience. I think that, though, fortunately, we were in a position being uptown in Manhattan as opposed to downtown, we didn't have the electrical issues But we have a home in Pennsylvania that took a lot of damage, and just I think more than anything, you feel just so horrible for all the people in New York who suffered so much, in New Jersey and surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen anything like this before in your life, Kate?
Nothing. And what was interesting about the house in Pennsylvania is just the, you know, every shingle on the roof was ripped off and things hurled, fences, you know, torn up. And it shows you just how ferocious the wind was. It was just incredible. Even though we've had big storms up here, I've never seen anything of this magnitude. And, of course, the impact on people's lives. One of a woman who worked for me, her entire house was destroyed.
Wow.
Every single inch of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts are with everyone out east, because we are certainly very, very familiar, all too familiar, with hurricanes. I want to get to the book, though, Kate. I shouldn't be telling you this. Success Secrets Every Gutsy Girl Should Know. But before we talk about the book, I want to talk about your life and your rise to success. And if you had ever imagined in your life, and I know you talk about being a young girl and having these hopes and visions, but did you ever envision that you would rise to the success that you've risen to?
You know, I actually always dreamed of being a magazine editor when I was younger, and my mom, funnily enough, gave me a copy of Helen Gurley Brown's book when I was in high school, and it was called, you know, Sex and the Single Girl. And she said, don't follow any of the advice in this book, but use her as a role model.
Mm-hmm.
And so the irony that I became editor of Cosmopolitan is just so odd to me. But I did hope to have a certain level of success, but when it worked out to the degree it did, I just felt very fortunate.
Okay, we're losing you. Can you hear me, Kate? Kate, are you there? Okay, I think we may have lost Kate, but we're going to get her back on the line. But it's an incredible book, and we wanted to share her story. We've lost Kate. We wanted to share her story and the hope, because, you know, it's always our mission and our vision that every story gives life to the next story. And when we meet these incredible women from around the world, locally, nationally, and internationally, that have incredible stories, we want to share those stories with you so that it will give hope to your dreams and to your vision. And that's really what this is all about. And, you know, when I was reading Kate's book, Kate, I was telling people as we had lost you, what an inspiration that you are to women. And you were talking about dreaming of being an editor as a young girl. And I think that that's where every passion starts. It starts with a dream.
Yes. But, you know, I'd also say, because as I've been out talking about the book, a lot of young women have asked me, and men too, you know, what happens if you don't have that passion? And I think that's where you allow for serendipity to help point you, the eureka moment. I did some interesting research about women and success, and one of the things I found is that so many of them had figured out what they wanted to do, not by necessarily, you know, writing down their strengths and weaknesses on a legal pad, but by kind of bumping into their dream out in the world someplace. So the more you're out there, the more people you're meeting, the more you go to things that are off the beaten path for you, the more likely you are to stumble into something in this serendipitous moment that makes you go, you know, that really appeals to me. I might like to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, Kate, let's talk about the journey to getting to Cosmopolitan.
Well, you know, it starts in the magazine business, which is a business that's in a lot of turmoil these days, but it starts in an entry-level position, and I started as an editorial assistant, and I tried to do more than I was told to do, and I think that's so important for people to realize you don't separate yourself from the pack by doing just what you're told to do and doing it well. You have to move ahead. You have to set yourself apart. And eventually, I just kept moving up from one job to the next, and I got my first editor-in-chief job in my 30s as the editor of Child Magazine, and then I edited a business magazine for women. And when I was the editor of Red Book, I got a call from my boss one Sunday saying, you know, can you come in to see me? And when your boss calls you on a Sunday, your legs mm-hmm. get very rubbery. Mm-hmm. And she told me that the company wanted me to take over Cosmo, and that was really exciting.
And so at that moment, you know, that you're really seeing the manifestation of what you had dreamed of as a young girl, what does that feel like?
Well, it's both wonderful but also a little scary, too, because you realize, wow, there's a lot at stake. And one of the things that I think really worked for me in a good way, and I tell people this sometimes, is that if you could I think you need to drain the swamp as you slay the alligators. And what I did was, when I got to Cosmo where the stakes were so high, is that I set time aside every day. If the slaying of the alligators is the sorry, I'm paying for the cab. <I'm
talking. laughs> That's okay. That's okay.
The
multitasking.
Slaying of the alligators.
Go ahead.
It is the day-to-day stuff you have to do. Mm-hmm. And the draining of the swamp is the big picture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what helped me to do it was to save time to, you know, to really always think about the big picture and to pull in information. Because when you are in a challenging position, it's information that is your power tool that helps you. So even though I was scared, mm-hmm. I ended up just trying to do as much in terms of gathering information, and that really helped me survive.
And so,
and thrive, I should say, too.
And you have thrived well, 14 years at Cosmo. Was there ever a moment when you're taking over this incredible magazine, this incredible responsibility, touching so many millions of people, is there ever a moment where you feel like, will I be able to do this? And not only do it, but do it successfully.
Say that last part again. Do I ever have a moment
where you feel like, will I be able to do this and do this successfully?
I think one of the things that you always have as you're on this journey are periods of doubt where you wonder, wow, was this the right course for me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be able to do this? Was it the right path in my career? But I think if you just recognize that that's just a natural thing that happens,
mm-hmm.
it makes it easier to deal with it, and you don't panic during those moments.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, with this particular book, I shouldn't be telling you this, Success Secrets That Every Gutsy Girl Should Know. Why did you make the decision to write that book?
Well, I had written a career book back in my 40s called Why Good Girls Don't Get Ahead But Gutsy Girls Do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of young women told me that it was a Bible for them, that it helped them get raises and it helped them get promotions. And I loved sharing information with young women.
Mm-hmm.
But after 14 years at Cosmo, because the stakes were so high, it was the number one magazine on the newsstand in the United States, the number one women's magazine in the world,
mm-hmm.
I had to both kind of lead and learn at Cosmo. And I learned so much. And I loved the idea of sharing some of that with not only young women, but one of the big markets for my book are women in their 30s and 40s
mm-hmm.
who worked hard but had felt maybe their success kind of plateaued off,
mm-hmm.
and they just saw that promotion go to somebody down the hall, and they're wondering, wait, why didn't that go to me?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of my message is about giving your success legs when you're at that middle manager level, let's
mm-hmm.
say.
Absolutely. Let's do this, Kate. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to bring you back, because we want to talk a little bit more about the book and a little bit more about what gutsy girls should know. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Stay on point.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Stand by.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're joined by an incredible speaker, just woman that has done so many things. And she has written this book, and it's called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This, Success Secrets Every Gutsy Girl Should Know. Kate White is not only recognized nationally but internationally, and she's the former editor-in-chief of Cosmo. It's one of the best-selling women's magazines in America. And so, Kate, we welcome you back to the show, and we know that you've got the hustle and bustle of New York and getting there. And so we're just grateful that you have taken the time to join us this morning. And during the break, we were talking about success. And I think that not just women, Kate, but every person that is on the road to success wonders if and how they'll get there. How do you stand the test of time to get to the top of your game?
Well, I think if you really love what you're doing, and if you found something that is a good fit for you, and that can take a while. You may start down one path and discover you got to scoot over here a little bit for the thing that you really like and be open to those, as I said, those serendipitous moments. But when you find something you really like, it really helps see you through the tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, particularly with my writing of, you know, the fiction of the mysteries and thrillers, there have been ups and downs, but I love doing it so much. It makes it easier, as they say, to put my pants on every day and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a big part of success is finding something that you really love getting out of bed for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, it's going to be harder to deal with some of the aspects of it that may be tough. The other thing I think that really helps is information. And one
mm-hmm.
of the things that I felt over the years in my business editing Five Magazine is that sometimes you would find out a cover that you did just didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do is bury your head in the sand. And we all have periods where the info isn't good. But if you dig deeper, you can often figure out why it didn't work.
And so what I encourage women to do during tough times is don't shy away from getting all the facts. If you, let's say you're in sales and you didn't get the sale, instead of just, like, you know, having your tail between your legs, you might ask the person, listen, tell me what I need to do next time to get this sale.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you can, they're not going to be totally honest with you, but you may be able to pull some information out of there that makes you realize, oh my gosh, I did the wrong kind of presentation for these people. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid of information. You know, I love to tell the story. One of my big breaks in the magazine business came when I was the editor of Red Book, and one of my first covers was Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy in circulation said to me, you know what? It's never going to work. You're never going to sell with her. Oprah's the only black woman who will sell.
Wow.
And I had seen The Bodyguard about 10 times. Mm-hmm. It had just been out. And I got the box office numbers, and they were huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm not the only woman who's seen this movie 10 times.
Right.
And Whitney sold so great for me, and that helped me start my career at Red Book on a real high. And information can really be your secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And I say secret because, you know, we should know that information is good, and yet we're often afraid of it or we deny it.
Absolutely. Now, Kate, one of the things that you talked about in the book that I love, love, love was that intuition. And just like you talked about Whitney Houston and people saying, oh, Oprah is the only black woman that will sell on the cover, how did you have the chutzpah to just go with it, although the naysayer said it could never work?
Well, I think some of it is understanding you need an educated gut. Like these people who talk about, oh, I just go with my gut. When they do a good job going with their gut, it's generally because it's an educated gut. Like if I once went out with a bunch of Cosmo covers when I first started. They were not covers I had done yet, but I was hoping to do images. And I started asking women in a shopping mall, which one do you like? I'm the editor of Cosmo. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they thought I had escaped from an insane asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And all these women said over and over again was, well, what month is this for? And mm-hmm. I realized at that moment how incredibly important the seasonality of the clothes were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's March, she better look like she's wearing something in March.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'd always thought that didn't matter so much for the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was educating my gut. I was helping my gut learn to make decisions. So as much, trust your gut, be an incredible listener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your hands over your mouth and listen mm-hmm. as much as possible. But at the same time, you know, be sure you're educating your gut.
And so for you, with all the covers that you have done over the years and the challenges that went along with some of the stars that you've had on the covers, how do you reconcile that? Because I know in the book you were talking about sometimes you get those no's or you get those not now's. How do you deal with those to come up with those great covers and those great stars?
Sometimes you're going to have to make your case. Sometimes bosses are afraid of going forward. I had an ally, another guy in the company who was just really smart, and he understood why Whitney would be a great cover, and he understood why other people I wanted to put on down the road would be great. So if you develop allies, people who have your back, if you can explain it to somebody in a way that doesn't threaten them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're presenting innovative ideas to bosses who are a bit of a stick in the mud, sometimes what I think it's good to do is present two things. You say, here's the idea along the lines we discussed, but I also had an idea that's a little bit different from what we usually have done, a little bit of a wild card, but I think you're going to like it. It's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So you give your boss the out and you prove that you can think along party lines, but at the same time, you're innovative. And if you keep running up against a boss who is saying no to what's smart and fresh and innovative, you have to leave because that person's never going to change.
Wow. And now that's interesting because after 14 years at Cosmo, you have decided to make the shift. Talk about that because that's got to be a tough shift.
I did the math for myself. I said, you know, I love my job. It's really great. I had saved my money with the idea that if I wanted to leave a little bit ahead of what had initially been my schedule, that I could do it. And I did the math and realized if I want to have another career in my life as I'm approaching, you know, at this point, as I was thinking about, I was approaching my 60s, I realized if I want to have another career, I've got to do it now. I can't leave a job at 66 and then have another career. So part of it was understanding where those windows are. Now, when I wrote novels, I wrote my first novel in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I probably could have written my first one in my 50s.
Right.
You know, the math was a little bit more agreeable for me with novel writing.
Mm-hmm.
But for me to be out there being a motivational speaker and talking about careers, this was the time to do it. So I just always advise women, do that math, figure it out. If I am thinking of doing this, look at the arc of people who do it. When is going to be the most likely time for me to go after? And it's not to say you can't break the rules sometimes, but you're better off if you're following a timeline that tends to work for most people.
And I want to stay there just for a minute, Kate, because I want people to really get the fullness of what you said. Because ironically enough, we had a friend that was really going through the same thing, that at a certain age, you want to get out maybe even before they ask you to leave, but then you want to have a plan when you get out. But then there's that fear that tells you that you must stay because of the security. So how do you get beyond that to get to the next thing?
Well, you know, it's so great because you just said something that I didn't mention. Yes, I wanted to get out before I was asked to leave, because in my business, very few editors-in-chief make it to their mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a chance I could have. In my whole career, I have a few singe marks on my butt, but for the most part, I've done pretty darn well. But I thought, wouldn't it be beautiful if I could get out before they asked me to leave?
Mm-hmm.
And they asked to renew my contract, and I said, thank you, but it's time for me to go. So that gives you so much wind in your sails,
mm-hmm.
if you can do that. I think, first of all, you got to get all your ducks in a row. You really have to know that you can, you've got backup. You've got some money saved if plans don't go according to what you wanted initially. You've got to be sure that what you're doing next has some potential and upside. I heard a great line when I was doing my book. The woman who created Paperless Post said, you can't think about just what you want from the world. You've got to think about what the world wants from you.
Mm.
Does your next plan have legs? Is it something that there's really opportunity for, or is it just something you've been dreaming about?
Mm-hmm.
Do your homework, get your ducks in a row. And then know that once you take that plunge, it's exhilarating, because it's like with a guy. When a guy dumps you, a guy you've not really been all that happy with, but you're sort of thinking, hey, it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you left him, you would be in such better shape mentally than
right.
If he dumps you, you end up in a slump even though you weren't really happy with him. There's a thrill from mm-hmm. being able to walk away at
Absolutely.
A time that's right for you.
Absolutely. And so, Kate, I want to just thank you for being so gracious with your time. I know that you're busy, but before you've got to go, I want you to talk about what you think is the most important idea or feeling or concept that you would hope that women that would read this book would take away.
I hope women take away the notion of go big or go home. That's that expression
mm-hmm.
I first heard a young woman on my staff say it, and she was talking about Saturday night, kind of like, hey,
mm-hmm.
Go big or go home. But I think you always have to bring that into your life. You have to know that it's not just doing your job well, it's setting yourself apart from the pack by doing more than that. It's having the bold ideas and not being afraid to bring them up at the meeting. It's not being afraid to ask for what you want. And when you go big, good things happen to you. It's when you're meek and you hold back your great ideas because you're afraid someone's going to think they're reckless or crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you don't reach for the stars.
Absolutely. The book is called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This, Success Secrets Every Gutsy Girl Should Know. Kate, I'm going to tell you, I personally love the book. I think it's a book that every woman should read, no matter where she is in her career, because it just has so many great great ideas, and it helps you to, it helped me to even want to go bigger.
And thanks so much. And I also thanks for bearing with me. I had to do part of the interview in a cab. That taxi driver, he even opened the door and helped me out with my bags. He was so impressed. I think he thought he had somebody famous in his cab.
Well, I think he probably knew he had someone famous in his cab. And so, Kate, before you go, tell people how they can get the book and how they can connect with you.
Well, I have a website, katewhite.com, and I offer information about careers on it. You can get the book by buying it in any bookstore or going on Barnes & Noble or Amazon, or even if you're on my website, you can click on a link to buying the book. And I so appreciate what you said. I've really enjoyed getting feedback from women who think it helped them get the raise they wanted or think about that next step.
Absolutely. The book is called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This, Success Secrets Every Gutsy Girl Should Know, the author, Kate White. Kate, you have been incredible. Thank you for spending the very busiest and the best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thanks so much.
Stand by for me, Kate. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we're back on point right after this.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. It's the day that most people live for. It is November the 9th, and if you're just getting going this morning, it's 8:37. I tell you what, I just want to thank again Kate White, editor-in-chief, former editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan Magazine. We love to tell great stories of beginning and the journey, and to see how people shift into the next thing. And I tell you what, most importantly, we love to hear from you. We want to thank everybody that has connected with the OPT network through our offices, D.C. at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2.
Lots of people
right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302, or you can phone us by dialing 318-445-5678. Y'all, it was so hot in here. I was just going to ask DC. I was trying to figure it out how we could make it rain this morning. But make it rain, super mega raffle tickets. Make it hot. But before we do that, DC, I got to give a special shout out to Sandra Washington down in the big town of Marksville, Louisiana. Sandra, we got your letter yesterday, and we were so moved and so impressed by that. I said, you know what? Nobody writes letters anymore, but your letter moved our hearts. You know what? You just blessed us in a way that, you know, I can't even really articulate. But she just talked about, and I'll just share just a little bit that. She said, here in Marksville, she said, I was trying to figure out a way to get a hold of some tickets because I've always been a huge supporter of anything involving breast cancer awareness. She said, you see, my mom died of breast cancer in June of 2001. And she had one breast removed. But it was just such a powerful and profound letter that it just encouraged us. It excited us to want to do more, to want to reach out to people at an even bigger level. And Sandra, we want to just say thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to write us a letter and to share some of your heart and to just be a part of the network. And that's what we need, DC. We need more people to reach out and become part of the change that they want to see.
Absolutely. And certainly people are doing it, and they're doing it in big numbers. And it is just good to see people be the change that they want to see in our community against such a dreadful situation.
Mm-hmm. And you know what we have decided to do? We've decided to make it fun.
I wonder if anybody's out there listening, Corlett.
I think that we can make it rain, but with raffle tickets.
Now,
super
what,
mega
have we
raffle
added,
tickets.
What else? Didn't we add something to the raffle?
We did indeed.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact,
we did.
We added Gene and Hank Williams from
Williams
Tax and Financial Services. Heard the nice lady in Monroe say she would like to have a vacuum cleaner in the raffle.
Uh-huh.
Or she would like to have one herself.
That's right.
Of course, she's going to have to win it.
That's right.
Because they've decided to put one in the raffle.
I love it. I love it. You see what asking does? And I guarantee you that, you know what? Whenever you verbalize, whenever you say what it is that you want to have, and I wouldn't put it past that she's going to win part of that super mega raffle down there in Monroe, West Monroe, the Twin Cities, is getting hot already. It's Friday. And you know what? It's fun because we are raising money to eradicate breast cancer. I love it. You guys came up with some incredible stuff yesterday. Hell yes is what we're saying for the cure, and hell no to breast cancer. It's all about fighting. It's about fighting, and it's about the movement. It's about everybody coming together, bringing their supply to complete the puzzle. Because guess what? Everybody's got a piece to add. And when everybody finally adds their piece, DC, it's going to be...
Yes.
It's going to be a moment of completion.
Absolutely. The first thing we want to say is, you know, the top item on the list is the $500 Visa card.
Oh, my goodness.
The $500 gift card Visa from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
And you know what? All of these businesses have added, and they have added great supplies to this super mega raffle. And people like Hank and Gene Williams just make it even better. They sweeten the pot. They make the pot hotter. And so we want to thank them, and we want to thank you. Again, the number to phone. Now, while we're on the air, you can't call us at the office because we're on the air.
That's right. The number is 484-2500. We're going to start giving some of these mega raffle tickets away.
I'm telling you, it's winding down.
Do we want to take a break first, or how do we want to?
I don't know. We just got to see what people are feeling this Friday morning. It's the weekend, and I know people are ready. And I know that it is raining super mega raffle tickets in the studio.
Let's see what else is in it. We got the washer and dryer.
Uh-huh.
That was given compliments of Lowe's. Lowe's of Alexandria gave a dryer, a GE state-of-the-art dryer, and Lowe's of Pineville gave a GE washing machine. Lowe's of Pineville also is giving a $100 gift card, and Lowe's of Pineville is also giving a $100 gift
Alexandria.
Card.
Alexandria?
Alexandria and Pineville, mm-hmm. So that's $200 in gift cards. That's Five Star Furniture is giving a $1,000 Lazy Boy recliner. Somebody's going to win all this, ladies and gentlemen. LaBelle Maison Lakefront Suites has given a two-night stay on beautiful Caney Lake.
Uh-huh.
Terra Home has given a $250, that's Jay Tishner over at Terra Home, $250 gift card. Oak Wing Golf Club has given a four rounds of golf barred at $200. Dillard's has given a his basket and a hers basket valued at $250 each. What is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing. People were calling even after we got off the air yesterday saying, how do I get a hold of those super mega raffle tickets? You know what? The phrase that pays is OPT for the cure. I'm down with OPT for the cure. And I'm telling you, you guys were so exciting and so much fun yesterday. The phones are starting to ring again today. And you know what? We want to see people that are believing and speaking win the super mega raffle. It is going to be a party of all parties in the studio. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And it's going to get better and better.
Yes, it is. And somebody's going to win all of these prizes. Somebody's going to win. Oh, let me add this. J&J Exterminating gave a liquid termite treatment valued at $850.
$850.
Brenda's Hobbies is giving two custom-made suits. Those are men's suits. KP Jewelry gave a $100 gift card. Tunk Cypress Inn Restaurant is giving a $50 gift card. Man, there's so many gift cards on here in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Run Wild Sports has given a sports shop, athletic shop, has given a $100 gift card. Man, Carla, this is a lot of prizes. Let's take a break and come back.
All right. Let's take a quick break, everybody. You're on point. It's the weekend. We'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's the weekend. And I tell you what, we're super excited about the super mega raffle. It is growing, and every single day it gets a little bit better. DC, you want to give people a shout out on who's got those tickets?
Absolutely. I would like to do that since we have time. In Bunky, Cynthia Wade have the tickets. Her number is 452-1333. Bonita and Victor Scott in Pineville, Louisiana, 481-9862. Yvonne Jenkins has the tickets in Gina, Louisiana. Her number is 403-1874. Jessica Williams in Pineville, 447-2530. Cedric Williams, Natchitoches, Alexandria. His number is 521-4385. Octavia Jackson Williams. Her number is 542-2462. Dorcas Bernstein in Natchitoches, Louisiana, 609-2967. Levi Jones from Colfax, 446-0808. Kenny Roy down in Cheneyville, 729-2425. At all locations of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Teresa Price from Boyce, 446-1380. Cora Howard at JCPenney has the Super Mega Raffle tickets. 229-1076. She's in Alexandria. Sylvia Eli. That's Sylvia and Anthony. Her number is 664-4122. Rose Walston of Winfield. No, Rose lives in Natchitoches, though.
Okay.
But she works in Winfield.
Okay.
And her number is 332-0999. Brenda Strong, right here in Alexandria, 452-1542. Brenda Harrison of Cottonport. Barbara Harrison, I'm sorry, of Cottonport. That's Barbara. Y'all know her down there, 308-1429. Had a gentleman yesterday call me from Cottonport. He said he's going to get in touch with Barbara.
Okay.
Nikki Allen in the Pineville area, 730-9519. Laura Francisco, 264-9609.
That's in Bunky.
Rebecca Anderson here in Alexandria, 542-8555. She's back there off of Lincoln Road. Stephanie Pearson Butler, 229-9303. Rita Christian Jackson, 613-4648.
And she's here in Alexandria.
Absolutely. Tina Paul is in the Jonesville Faraday area. Tina's number is 452-9089. If you're down there in Jonesville and in Faraday and you want to participate in the Super Mega Raffle, Tina Paul is down there. You can call her at 452-9089. Just let her know you want to get a ticket to the Mega Raffle. The tickets are also at the Terra Home location right here. That's Jennifer Tishner over at Terra Home. Valley Griffin over at the Walmart by the mall.
Mm-hmm.
She has the tickets. The tickets are also in Bunky at Sylvia's Caring Companion, another proud sponsor of the OPT. Jeanette Carey in Pineville. Her number is 880-8304. And Begay down in Natchitoches. That's at 652-0507. Nora Clayton right here in Alexandria, 442-7204.
That's B-Unique.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Anitra McCoy in Campy, Louisiana.
And I tell you what, it's heating up. People are calling us from all parts of the state saying, how can I get those tickets? We had a nice lady that called us from Mansoura.
Absolutely. Anitra McCoy is in Campy, Louisiana. Her number is 332-3552. And Annie Goods in Winfield, Louisiana, 713-503-2289. So the tickets are out there, folks. You want to take advantage of it. You want to be the change you want to see in helping this fight against breast cancer and have an opportunity to win some of these prizes. Don't hesitate to call us. And also give us a call at the On Point Talk office at 445-5658, and we'll help you to get the ticket.
Absolutely. And you know what? We want to appreciate and thank all of the people that are calling, that continue to call for those Super Mega Raffle tickets. And you know what? If you're right in town, for many of those people, we have just simply gone out in the OPT Cruiser and delivered those tickets. People that called in and said, how can I get those tickets? I don't know anybody in my general area that has them. Well, we take them right out to you. Or we just simply put them in the mail. And DC, for those people that are mailing those tickets, when they get the tickets in the mail, you want them to fill out those stubs and send them back to us so that we can put your name in the hat for the prizes.
Absolutely. Just all you have to do is when we mail you the tickets, you fill out your name, address, and phone number and mail them back to us. And we don't have any problems with giving people the tickets if you call in.
Absolutely. You know what? Yesterday was insanely crazy. You know what? We want to bless some people with some super mega raffle tickets at 484-2500. And you know what? Somebody is going to win, DC, those super mega raffle prizes. And you know what? We still have time. Today is only November the 9th.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to add some more incredibly wonderful prizes. We've got some other gift ideas. And you know what? That cash is amazing. Don't forget that you can get those tickets at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, all three locations in Commerce, Edgewood, and right here in at Coliseum Boulevard. What are you laughing about? I'm telling you.
We're down to 3 minutes.
You still have time. You still have time to pick up those super mega raffle tickets. It's a great opportunity to win and to be a giver all at the same time. And you know what? We're going to tell you next week more about Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure.
Oh, yes, indeed. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is coming up. It's going to be in December, December the 15th, and it's going to be the party of all parties.
It is going to be the party of all parties. And I'm going to tell you what, we cannot wait to celebrate with all of you on December the 15th. And let me tell you, Darlene and her incredible team are working incredibly hard to make sure that this party is a great success. And all of the funds are going to eradicate breast cancer. Say hell yes to the cure, hell no to breast cancer.
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Welcome.
Monroe, yes.
Good morning. Welcome to the OPT Network. Who's this?
This is Vanette Sellers.
Say it one more time for me.
Vanette Sellers.
Annette Sellers. And you're calling from the Twin Cities, Monroe, West Monroe. Good to have you.
Yes, I am.
Well, so let me ask you this. Do you know the phrase that pays this morning? any variation of the phrase?
Yes. All right. I am down with QPT for the cure.
Almost. One more time.
Wait a minute. I'm down with, what is it, OPT?
OPT.
With the cure?
That's right. That's right.
All righty then, big girl.
Well, you know what? We want to thank you for listening to the OPT Network. We want to thank all of the great family down in Monroe, West Monroe. And she says she listens every single morning. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being
going high enough so I can hear. All right. I appreciate you guys.
All right. We appreciate you. Stand by. We'll get your information. Y'all, it's been an incredible time. And it's going to get even bigger. It's going to get even hotter. And, of course, we have run out of time. But next week, we're going to be giving away some more super mega raffle tickets. So the number you can call while we're on the air is 484-2500. And any variation of the phrase that pays will get you some super mega raffle tickets. Hell no to breast cancer. Hell yes to the cure. And I'm down with Team OPT. Any variation, we just want to hear from you. You know what? Because a movement can only move when people move. And so we want to thank you guys in Monroe for listening. We want to thank people from all parts of the country for listening. And we want to thank people for being the change that they want to see, DC, because that's really what it's all about.
Miss Annette Sellers down in Monroe, Louisiana, or shall I say up in Monroe, Louisiana, just picked up two tickets to the super mega raffle. Miss Annette, I hope you win it.
Absolutely. I hope she wins it.
And we'll be letting you guys know next week more about the super mega raffle and how you can win. But you can always call 445-5658. That's the On Point Talk office. 445-5658, and we'll definitely show you how to get some of those tickets.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend, and we'll see you right back here on Monday.
We'll be right back.